Of course, we have the one and only Cameron Williams coming on the show. The reason is we needed Cameron. We needed his all-round qualities to talk on a whole range of sports topics. I want to get play like fast money around a whole bunch of sports issues. I had five on my piece of card here, and now I've got six. Swearing in podcast. Cameron Williams from Channel 9. Welcome to the program. And please, keep your language clean.
Oh, mate, you got your finger on the dump button there. Just be prepared, mate. I've got a few bombs to drop here.
Yeah.
Mate, well, you know, I think...
Yeah, far away.
I think you're a wonderful bloke, Vossie, and I think you're generally the voice of reason, but you've got it all wrong here with Brandon Smith, mate. I mean, totally upside down.
Right.
I heard you talk about, you know, the responsibilities of broadcasters, et cetera, but the reason people have warmed to the cheese is because he walks that line in these live broadcasts after the game, doesn't he? You never know what he might say.
Personality,
famously mentioning he was heading off, you know, to the pub to have a few once, and that got a lot of notoriety. Look, I swearing aside for a second, I thought that what he said about listening to Mitch Orbison speak in the Roosters Club jersey with tears in his eyes and thinking, God, I want to win a premiership in that jumper, as disrespectful and burning as it was to the Storm, it was the most interesting thing I've heard a footballer say in years, mate. It was real. It was
very
real.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I'm getting nodding of the head here from Dan number two on the panel. Dan number one's nodding his head as well. This is why we have you on, Cameron. You are here to open up, as we call it, a can
of whoop-ass. And a reason that all the networks jumped on it straight away,
yes,
cutting out the swearing because we can't broadcast it, we jumped on it because it was interesting, mate. We knew it would cause this sort of discussion. Mm.
Yep.
And it deserved a wider audience than whatever that podcast was.
Okay. Well, then that topic's done. Well done, Cameron. This is fast money.
Podcasts are a different animal, Bossy. You know,
but
if you listen to
why are they?
Podcast,
it's still your integrity, Cameron. A sports person, can you imagine Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater using the C-bomb three times in an interview?
And they're smarter footballers, aren't they? I think Brandon's on a big learning curve because it'd be naive to say he didn't know the effect it could have because it was a small podcast. The NRL spends millions of dollars a year educating these blokes to try to keep their profile clean. But, you know, maybe the podcast should have edited or beeped the swearing because we all know it happens. And we put swearing to air on Channel 9 every night, but we beep it. And I don't know if sanitizing it that way is really what the people want.
No, that's right.
Probably
that's
most people feel people feel offended by language, but a lot don't.
That's now the seventh issue, the beeping. Should we beep things out? Now, as mentioned to me, the Olympics, of course, we had the F on the pool deck. That's been listed by one of our listeners, Dan. He says, come on, Vostog, that's the sporting moment of the year. So there you go. There is time and place. Okay, so we'll move on from that. Perth.
All right.
I have a hashtag. Hashtag bugger Perth. I'm saying Perth does not get the fifth test. Let's not play this game anymore. Certainly, you're launching the Ashes this week. The fifth test should have been Sydney or Melbourne. Do you agree?
Yeah. Now you're back on track, Vossie, the voice of reason. And I'm pleased to hear you're still on air because at the bolo at Coogee on Saturday night, I heard that Vossie had retired and thrown his shirt into the crowd. And I thought, what? No one deserves that. But it turned out it was Bossy that did
Bossy,
that.
Bossy, that's right. Thank you.
So I misheard over the din of the crowd. But look, bugger Perth, I'm with you. Hashtag bugger Perth. Because it's absolutely ridiculous that anyone has to go through quarantine twice to play in the sporting event. I wouldn't do it if I was the Poms. Even the Aussie players agree that that's one step too far. I like warning MCG as a day-nighter, but you know what would be even better? Have a pink ball test at the SCG.
Yes.
The crowd doesn't have to move. The players don't have to move. The curator would be busy, but let's do it. Back-to-back tests at the SCG.
So we've got the pink test and the pink ball test in Sydney. Well done, Cameron. You're a promoter. You're an ideas man. Now, another one for you on the tennis. And Channel 9, of course, we'll have the Australian Open coverage. Do we make any concessions for Novak? Best in the world to play at the Australian Open? Or is it hard and fast we follow government principles here?
Look, it's a political thing to say that if the crowd has to be double vaccinated, so does the player. I mean, he's the world's biggest draw card. He's the world's best player. Would we like him to be at the Australian Open? Yes. Will he put bums on seat? Yes. Does he, is he something that people want to see in action? Yes. If he's clean when he leaves wherever he is to come here, and he's clean when he arrives and does 3 days of isolation like we ask other people to do, what's wrong with letting him play? Dangerous Dan declaring all this stuff for political gain, that doesn't help the Australian Open.
Cameron Williams having his say from Channel 9. That's what we wanted him to do. I need a quick answer on this one because I want to get to your daring prediction for 2022. Steve Smith, are you comfortable back in a captaincy role? He is the vice captain, which could mean he could be captain at any time if there's an injury to Pat Cummins. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with it. I'm a forgiving sort of a bloke, Bossy. It's hard to hang on to hate and anger. And, geez, he went through the mill for what he did. And we still don't know the full story of what happened. But he certainly paid a heck of a price. He's the quasi-vice captain anyway. It's embarrassing for him not to have a title and see him doing all the field placements anyway. So, come on, let's call it for what it is.
Oh, wow.
I think he's done the time, served the crime, did the crime, served the time,
right.
Doesn't really deserve any further punishment. And if Pat Cummins is happy to have him as his vice, I think we should all be.
Well said, Cameron Williams. Here's the last one in 20 seconds, because the music's starting to play underneath, and we knew we had to take breaks. A daring prediction for 2022, and I gave this to you as a blank canvas. Just lock one in, Cameron, as Eddie would say.
Oh, okay. I'm a racing man, Vossi. Espiona to win either the Everest or the Cox Plate, but can only win one, so I think they'll go the sprint away. Espiona, the Chris Waller 3-year-old, will be 4 at the time, will win the Everest, currently $15.
There we go. Gamble responsibly, Cameron. Looking forward to seeing you on Channel 9 News. You're a good man. You've opened up that can for our listeners, the whoop-ass. Talk to you soon.
Have a double serving, Vossie. See you, mate.